Welcome to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Today is Friday, January 28th, and happy 46th birthday to rapper Rick Ross. I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are your top stories presented by Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Duluth police are investigating a shooting at the Gun Lobby store. A former Salem High teacher was charged in an altercation with a student in Rockdale County. Several local convenience stores are selling products that contain illegal and potentially fatal forms of THC. Senators from the North Fulton and Gwinnett counties file a bill to let General Assembly switch any county-level race to nonpartisan elections. Lawrenceville was named as a visionary city for the town's Summer of Impact program. And finally, critical race theory and big tech are on Georgia Senate GOP hit list. Plus, we'll find out the details of the North Atlanta Home Show happening this weekend at the Gath South Convention Center.
It doesn't really matter what stage you're at with your project. It could be the very beginning, just looking for simple ideas to talk to somebody who does this professionally. Or you could be advanced. You may have plans already in your head that this is what you want to do, and you just need to find the right person to work with. So yeah, absolutely. Any stage of plan you're at, you will find somebody to work with here.
Forecast calls for a warm winter, Dari.
Huh?
100% probability of toasty warm.
No way.
Yes way. Guaranteed.
Let me see.
Says warm winter following R.S. Andrews Mega Furnace Checkups.
Should have seen it coming.
Caused by fast-moving R.S. Andrews techs.
Green screen trained to timeline.
Performing our $99 R.S. Andrews Mega Furnace Checkup.
It's more than a tune-up.
Way more. It's a complete system diagnostic.
Restoring systems to factory fresh specs.
Serious work.
That's why it takes a little longer.
We're making sure your system is safe.
And running at peak efficiency.
We perform a deep internal exam.
Check for carbon monoxide leaks.
Inspect and clean burners.
Pull and inspect your blower.
Test your inducer assembly.
We even test all safety controls.
You can't be too safe.
Can't do it too soon.
Be guaranteed warm.
Get your R.S. Andrews Mega Furnace Checkup.
Just $99.
R.S. Andrews Mega Furnace Checkups causing 100% chance of smiles.
It's what we do.
He's Ben.
He's Dari.
We're RSAndrews.com.
Two people were taken to a hospital after a gun store employee reportedly shot a co-worker at the store in Duluth on Wednesday afternoon. The Duluth Police Department is investigating the shooting, which took place at the Gun Lobby in Peachtree Industrial Boulevard after a call on a report of a person shot. The two people who were shot at the store were in stable condition when they were taken to the hospital. The shooting was reportedly the result of a disagreement between two employees at the store. A former Salem High School teacher who is a Lawrenceville resident has been charged after he allegedly pushed a student to the floor in one of the high school's classrooms. 44-year-old Marquette Finn of Lawrenceville was charged Wednesday with simple battery after a thorough investigation of the January 21st incident involving a 14-year-old student. Finn and the male student were involved in a verbal altercation in a classroom filled with other students. Finn, who taught social studies for grades 9 through 12, was seen on the video pushing the student to the ground. The student later complained of wrist pain as a result of the incident. And the investigation is ongoing, and anyone with additional information is asked to contact the police. Several convenience stores around Gwinnett County are selling substances that appear to be legal under Georgia's hemp farming law, but actually contain illegal forms of THC, including some substances that could kill a person. The Gwinnett County District Attorney's Office issued a warning on Wednesday about the products. State law allows the sale of Delta 9 THC when its THC concentration is less than 0.3%. But prosecutors said the stores are selling products that actually contain Delta 8 THC and Delta 10 THC. Delta 8 and Delta 10 are two substances that are forbidden under Georgia law. The issue is further complicated by the reality that online retailers broadcast that some of these substances are legal and legitimate. With the emergence of the legalization of hemp and low THC oil, there are other products which are being sold which are not legal. Two of those products are Delta 8 and Delta 10 THC.
It's the voting ban. Yes, the voting ban is here. It's the voting ban. to take you to the polling place, so let's all get on the van right now and vote for Nancy Hicks Scribble for school board.
State senators from the northern parts of Fulton and Gwinnett County want to open the door to let legislators move more offices at the county-level offices to nonpartisan elections. Senate Bill 350 would remove restrictions on which county-level offices the General Assembly can move to nonpartisan elections. State law currently limits legislators to setting nonpartisan elections for school board, judicial, and county-city consolidated government offices. City-level races across Georgia are also nonpartisan elections. If passed, the bill would enable legislators to push bills to move any county office, such as county commissioners, for example, to nonpartisan elections. An implication of such a switch is that the final winner of those races would now be determined in tandem with the state primary in May, when turnout is generally lower, rather than Georgia's general election in November. Candidates for county commission, solicitor general election, sheriff, and tax commissioner handle qualifying for elections through their local political parties. Candidates for county school board seats also handle election qualifying through their respective political party if partisan elections are held for their seats. And now here's GDP sports editor Will Hammack with a look at sports around the county.
Will Hammack is a sports editor at the Gwinnett Daily Post, and Will, Buford won the state duels. What does that mean?
Yeah, Buford's a powerhouse in wrestling. It doesn't matter the classification. They're in 6A, but they've been dominant over the last 5-6 years, and Coach Beagles and his staff up there, they do a great job. They won the state duels, which is where they go head-to-head with other teams in a dual meet format. And they emerged as a champion again. They repeated their state championship from last year. Their work's not done, though. They have the traditional state wrestling tournament coming up in a few weeks. So that'll be something to look forward to see if they can sweep both state championships this year.
And in the note you sent me, it says that another football coach is stepping down. Is this a trend that's happening in Gwinnett County right now?
Yeah, it's kind of weird. I don't know what's going on in the water here, but we're changing a lot of football coaches this year. Hebron Christian head football coach Stan Luttrell, stepping down after 2 years there as head coach. He made some good strides in 2 years, made the playoffs both years against tough schedules, and did some good things over there. But I think it's going to be a pretty promising opening. They've already got some good candidates applying. It's going to be a pretty popular position. Coach Luttrell, he's a big strength coach guy. He's got an opportunity as a strength coach and as assistant coach at another place that should be coming public here in the next week or so. But he just felt like it was time to move on. I think another big loss, his son Jack is a rising senior, would be a rising senior at Hebron. He's going to leave Hebron as well, but he's committed to Tennessee. So on the football field, that's going to hurt Hebron as well, losing Jack's talents.
And the swimming and diving county championships happened. Tell me who won.
Yeah, the Brookwood girls won and the Parkview boys won. It was another outstanding meet. Some of the best swimmers and divers in the state of Georgia in Gwinnett. And it was well attended. It was a great atmosphere, as always. Lots of raucous fans. And the Brookwood girls won their 8th straight title and their 19th in the last 23 years. And for Parkview, it kind of broke through, winning their first title since 2013. Both those teams held off North Gwinnett. North Gwinnett was runner-up in both divisions. Some of the outstanding swimmers, Jack Dunbar from Parkview won 2 events, and Tristan Denbrock from North Gwinnett and Tyler Schrader from Peachtree Ridge also won 2 boys events. On the girls' side, North Gwinnett had 2 double winners, Emma Reiser and Morgan Jenny, and Katie Choke from Norcross won 2 events as well.
One of the things I love about Gwinnett County, about high school sports in Gwinnett County, is how much talent is spread across so many different sports. I know that there were some milestones hit on the basketball court. Tell me about those.
Yeah, I was at one of the games. A Hebron Christian standout, Jessie Parrish, she hit 1,000 points for her career. And Tanaya McGowan from Archer, she hit 1,000 points and also 500 rebounds for her career on Tuesday. So 2 big milestones for those girls. Also had a couple of big games on Tuesday. Number 5 ranked Wesleyan beat number 4 Hebron in a big girls basketball showdown. That was important. The Wesleyan coach, Carolyn Blackman, played for Hebron coach Jan Azar, so that was a satisfying win for her to beat kind of her mentor in that one. And boys game, number 4 Berkmar beat number 6 Norcross. Those two teams have played 2 close games already, and I wouldn't be surprised to see them play once or twice down the road in the postseason.
There really is just so much high school sports talent across Gwinnett.
Yeah, it is. It's a fun place to be.
Will Hammack is the sports editor at the Gwinnett Daily Post. And Will, thank you so much for joining me on the podcast.
Great. Thank you again.
Why buy a Kia Mall of Georgia? We provide award-winning customer satisfaction and have been a family-owned business for over 20 years. Buying or leasing with us is fast and easy, and you can get pre-approved online in 4 simple steps. We offer top dollar on trade-ins and have new vehicle specials that are updated every month. And our factory-trained technicians make servicing your vehicle convenient with extended service hours. Stop by and shop with us on the lot or visit us online at lovemykia.com.
Don't make a mistake. List with the best real estate team Gwinnett has to offer. Hi, I'm Peggy Slappy, and for 40 years I've been working and playing in the great county of Gwinnett. Gwinnett is home to fun. The Stripers, the Gladiators, the Swarm. We have major concerts and festivals at the arena, fairgrounds, and multiple city festivals. And truly, that's only part of the reason Gwinnett is great. It's great because of its people. I could go on and on. But in 2022, if you or a friend is thinking of buying or selling in Gwinnett, there's only one team to call, Peggy Slappy Properties. Voted best of Gwinnett for a reason. Call my team at 770-271-5555 or visit us online anytime at PSPOnline.com. That's PSPOnline.com. And remember, when you choose Peggy Slappy Properties, you choose a whole team, not just a realtor.
The City of Lawrenceville and Impact 46's Summer of Impact program was recently recognized by the Georgia Municipal Association and Georgia Trend for its work to engage high school students through internships. Lawrenceville was one of 9 municipalities that were named a 2022 Visionary City during the city's United Summit on January 23rd. The recognition is designed to highlight cities who have programs that are positively impacting their communities through civic engagement and by collaborating with a community organization. The Summer of Impact program was launched in 2018 as a way for the city and Impact 46 to team up with local high schools to help students. The students serve as interns at local businesses, and nearly 50 students have served as interns through the program since it was launched. The Love Lawrenceville Day pipeline and recruitment event was established as part of the program in 2020 so that local high school sophomores and juniors could be introduced to local businesses and learn about key areas of local civics.
That there are actual structures in our society that create these different kinds of racial gaps and racial disparities economically, in terms of housing, in terms of education.
Critical race theory and big tech will be top targets of Georgia Senate Republicans as the 2022 General Assembly session unfolds. The annual Senate Republican priorities list also will include cracking down on violent demonstrators. While Senate Republicans will join their GOP colleagues in the Georgia House of Representatives in backing legislation to ease gun restrictions and increase funding for mental health services, Senate Republicans will also push a 4-part agenda of their own. The caucus has chosen one Republican senator to spearhead each of the items. The Georgia Board of Education voted last year to oppose the teaching of critical race theory, which emphasizes the existence of systemic racism in the U.S. While critical race theory is not taught in Georgia, it has been a hot-button political issue, with Governor Brian Kemp and Republican legislative leaders making it a top priority of banning it from Georgia schools. And now the North Atlanta Home Show is happening this weekend at the Gas South Convention Center. What exactly is it? Community reporter J.P. Edwards is talking to the man who can tell us all the details.
I'm Mark Levine. I'm the show manager for the North Atlanta Home Show. I've been the show manager since 2019. So this is my, fourth North Atlanta Home Show.
And Mark, I guess as the show manager, you're the one to ask all the questions.
Yes, I guess so. I've got a couple of teammates, obviously, who helped me with the show. But yeah, I know these shows better than anybody else. So I can answer anybody's questions, any questions you have, I guess I should be able to answer.
All right. I love that. So first, the North Atlanta Home Show is January 28th through the 30th. It's at the Gas South Convention Center. So tell me, Mark, what exactly is it?
Yeah, a home show, and this one's been running for about 24 years. A home show is basically local home services contractors. So let's say you're looking for a landscaper, you're looking for somebody to redo your kitchen, basically anything around your home, you can find a professional contractor here at the Home Show that's going to be able to talk to you about your ideas, maybe give you some new ones, give you some inspiration for things that you might like to do on your home. So you'll see about 115 exhibitors who have different sizes of displays. And there'll be basically anything from, like I said, landscaping, gardening, kitchens and bathrooms, flooring, spas, garages, basements, windows and doors, basically any category that you could look at as something that you wanted to do with your home, you can find a professional here to work with or to talk to. And the nice thing about this versus, you know, if you might look on the internet or whatever, you're going to speak face to face with the professionals that are going to come to your home. So that, you know, having that kind of one-to-one human connection, it's something that is kind of unique to home shows in that sense.
And Mark, I suppose that when you're flipping through Pinterest or Instagram or TikTok and you're seeing ideas for what to redo, how to redo your kitchen and what to do in your bathroom, you could screenshot those. You can bring them to the North Atlanta Home Show and you can actually talk to somebody to find out the difficulty and the price and all of those things.
Absolutely. Yeah. It doesn't really matter what stage you're at with your project. It could be the very beginning, just looking for simple ideas to talk to somebody who does this professionally. Or you could be advanced. You know, you may have plans already in your head that this is what you want to do and you just need to find the right person to work with. So yeah, absolutely. Any stage of plan you're at, you will find somebody to work with here.
And maybe your husband tried to do something and then now you need it fixed.
Well, you said that, Jeremy, not me. We all know husbands get it right 100% of the time. No, but seriously, yes. Obviously, the more advanced the project, then the more likely you are to want a professional to come in and either finish it for you or start from scratch. Yeah.
And are you seeing anything exciting there at the North Atlanta Home Show?
We have the Outdoor Oasis booth, which is going to be presented by Winston's Removal and Landscaping and Bellegarde. It's beautiful. It gives you a lot of options on what your back, you know, patio or yard could look like, and you know, have this professional landscaper come in and do this for you one day. That's a very cool booth, but there'll be lots of fun things to see at the show, and you know, like I said, lots of things to draw inspiration from when people are walking around.
I suppose that a lot of this can be, if you're in the middle of wanting to redo your home or if you're beginning it, but also if you're just window shopping, it's the same as going to the mall and kind of looking around to put things in the back of your brain for later.
Absolutely. Like I said before, you could be at the very beginning of that, the idea of you want to do this project, you need a new door, you want some new windows. And yes, you get to shop and compare on site. You know, windows is a very popular category. Everybody has windows and everybody's changing them at some point. There'll be several window companies here. And so you get to actually see the windows that would go into your home. And then you walk 50 feet and then you can see some more. So in that sense, you get to touch and physically see these things that might be part of your home. And so, yeah, that's one of the bonuses here is that you can shop and compare and get those ideas for that project.
The North Atlanta Home Show is January 28th through the 30th. It's at Gas South Convention Center. And Mark, what are the details? How much is it? And what are the times? And how can people find the tickets?
The Home Show website is northatlantahomeshow.com. So you can order tickets there. They're $6 in advance. If you prefer to purchase them on site here, they're $8. So you do save a couple of dollars if you purchase them online. Seniors 65 and over, bring your ID. You can get in for free at the show all weekend. And that's the same for kids 12 and under. We do have a day on Friday. We call it Hero Day. So it's free entry for any kind of, you know, police, military, first responders, veterans, And that's on Friday, January the 28th. They can get in for free. But all the information is on the website, NorthAtlantaHomeShow.com. You can see the exhibitor list there, so you can kind of get an idea of who's going to be here. And those businesses have their contact details up on the website as well. So that's another link to them before and after the show, too.
Find your inspiration at the North Atlanta Home Show, January 28th through the 30th at Gas South Convention Center. Check off all those projects on your to-do list. Plus, find great deals, new ideas, and practical advice with trusted local experts to make your dream home a reality. From kitchens and baths to flooring and more, don't miss the North Atlanta Home Show. Save 50% on tickets with promo code PODCAST at NorthAtlantaHomeShow.com.
Thanks for listening to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or your Google Home Briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. And Kezia May, copywriter. All rights reserved.